Dr. Jeffrey Phillips.
And may the, see, people won't put stuff on the pastor. He giving that man his job. I'm not taking it from him. Hallelujah. You ain't just going to come take what's mine. Then somebody be saying, oh, the other pastor. Yeah, we always want to put it on the pastor. If you don't watch out, God will move you and give the reward that you were going to get to somebody else. See, God don't need us. We need God. You can't be treating God like like he got to have us. No, you can't do God like that. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. 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 All right. We've been talking about last Sunday, I talked about this divine alignment. Hallelujah. And so because we don't understand it, a lot of times we allow our soul to run our lives, and we're not really letting God run it. All right. I talked to somebody day before yesterday, and they were just talking about how, they had forgiven a person who had did them wrong and that sort of thing and stuff. And watch this, y'all, watch this. Sometimes people think that they've really forgiven people because they have at a conscious level, but subconsciously they still acting funny. See, because they say, well, I forgave him. I got my heart right. Really? See, the thing about it is, if we don't, because in our soul is our mind, will, our emotions, our intellect, our imagination. Come on, talk to me here. Emotions. Sometimes your emotions can get you in a place where, you just begin to start just operating off pure emotions. I mean, just every little thing happened, it's got you all messed up. Hallelujah. See, that's why when the Bible talks about we walk by faith and not by sight. All right? For we walk by faith and not by sight. All right, so how in the world can I walk by faith and not by sight? How can I do that? How can I do it? Well, I have to really have my soul lined up with my spirit if I'm going to really be effective. Come on, y'all. We can say a lot of things with our mouth. We can say, God, I believe you. God, I believe you. I believe you're going to do this. And then next 3 minutes and stuff, when things don't look like they ought to look, come on, talk to me. Then we wonder whether or not God is really who he say he is. See, you have to come to a point where you trust God no matter what the situation look like. Come on, talk to me in here. And I shared with y'all yesterday morning, sometimes because it looked like things going the wrong way, we begin to give up on what God has promised us. But you got to learn how to just stick in there with the word. Y'all with me here? You have to. That's why it's so important for you to have the word of God. You meditating on this word. Are y'all still with me? All right. Okay. All right. So now, God is trying to take you somewhere.
Come on. Yes, sir.
Look at your name and say, God is taking me somewhere.
But
are you going to allow him to take you? Come on.
Yes, sir.
Are you going to allow God to take you? Okay, so that's some things that I'm going to have to do. Now, God has really called us to really walk in the supernatural.
Yes, sir.
We're supposed to be operating supernaturally.
Yes, sir.
Say, y'all, come on, y'all got?
Yes, sir.
We're supposed to be operating supernaturally.
Yes, sir.
Tell your neighbor, say, I'm a
supernatural being.
Okay, all right. Once you got born again, where did you get born again at? In your spirit.
Yes,
that's on the inside, right?
Yes,
okay, so all of your spiritual transactions is supposed to happen from the inside. All of them. Tell your neighbor, say, all of my spiritual transactions supposed to happen. All right. Let's go to Hebrews 11 and 1. Let's go there first. Hebrews 11 and 1. Put it on the screen. Hebrews 11 and 1 said, now faith is the substance. You see that?
Yes,
so faith is the substance of things what? Hope for. And the evidence of things
not seen.
Boy, the screen went pure black. Hallelujah. All right. So now, the spiritual substance for your supernatural manifestation is really already in you.
Yes, sir.
I said it's already in you.
Yes, sir.
See, I told you when Jesus came so we could function from another position. We don't function like the world functions. So, see, that's got to be something that distinguishes us from the world. Y'all with me? Y'all hear me coughing like that? Won't bring me no water? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Got to fall all on the ground. What's going to happen? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So we access and activate it by faith. And by yielding to the spirit, because the supernatural is spiritual, that can manifest, demonstrate, and create. Boy, listen, boy. It can manifest. Tell somebody, say, it can manifest. It can manifest, demonstrate, and create. Hallelujah. The lady gave a testimony down in Word of Life. This lady gave a testimony, I don't know, 14, 15 years or so ago. She had her appendix removed. Hallelujah. A gallbladder, that's what it was, a gallbladder. Had a gallbladder removed. So, you know, she went through some things and had some challenges. And so they found out that the woman had a gallbladder. They said, no, my gallbladder been removed. I have papers showing that my gallbladder was removed. Say, well, you got one in you now. It's functioning the way it's supposed to function. Hallelujah. And then the thing about it is, the doctor was in the audience that did the CAT scan or whatever, the surgery and stuff that they did. They was there to testify that, she got a gallbladder. See, this is the kind of thing that in the church is so far from us because we're so used to natural occurrences. So if it was taken out then, well, hey, she don't have one. But how about if God created one? Hallelujah. Now, you know he's a creator, right? And you got to know that you got the nature of God on the inside of you. When you were born again, you got the nature of God on the inside of you. So that's some things. That's why you got to be careful about how you talk.
That's right.
I never let what I'm going through teach me how to talk.
Right.
I don't care how bad it look. I'll never say it's bad.
That's right.
You understand what I'm saying? Everybody say, how everything going? Everything's good. Everything's good. Glory to God. Why? Because we that have the God kind of faith, we call those things that be not as though they were. We don't sit around and cry about what's going on around us. Amen. What we do, we stand on the word of God. We speak what God, declare what God has said. Amen. And see the manifestation of what God has promised us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't care if it looks like it's going the wrong way. You understand what I'm saying? That is not supposed to pull you off your stand. And what you believe that God said to you, glory to God. So if I don't don't get it on the inside of me, watch this, y'all. Y'all still with me. If I don't get on the inside of me, watch this. I'll just be coming to church, putting my hands up and saying amen, but really, I don't believe a word of what's being said. Hallelujah. Tell them, say, something supernatural ought to be happening in your life. Hallelujah. So go to Romans 1 and 16. Apostle Paul said. Hallelujah. Woo! Watch this. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. So the Apostle Paul here. Why? For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. Glory to God. To the Jew first and also to the Greek. So Paul said, I'm not ashamed of this gospel. Because in the gospel, that's the power of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because, amen, in my salvation, in my recreated spirit, my born-again experience, how many of you know God put his nature on the inside of me? Tell your neighbor, say, God put his nature on the inside of you. Go to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy 2:15. Second Timothy 2:15. Paul said, I'm not ashamed. So here he is, he says to Timothy, study to show yourself approved unto God. A workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Hallelujah. So he says, you got to study. Can I help y'all here? The Bible says, according to Romans 10:17, it says, so then, faith comes by hearing and hearing. Put it up there. Yeah, dear. So then, faith comes by
hearing.
And hearing. Hearing and.
Hearing.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
All right. So, faith does not come as a result of having heard. Sometimes people think they can hear something, and they can, you know, they can record it to memory and stuff, and think they can operate on it. Oh, no, you can't. You got to keep on saying that. You got to keep on, because see, faith comes by hearing. So even when you're reading the Bible, you got to read it out. You don't read the Bible silently. If you read the Bible silently, you're doing a disjustice, amen, to your soul. Because if you're reading it silently, guess what? You can't hear it. And you need to hear it because it need to make an impression on your soul.
Yes, sir.
Tanya said, it need to make an impression on your soul. It need to make an impression. Then, Pastor Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I'm not ashamed of it. And then it says here, so then faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. But go to Hebrews 4 and 12. So 2 Timothy said, study to show thyself approval unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightfully dividing the word. What? Right? But here in Hebrews 4 and 12 it says, for the word of God is quick.
Yes.
It's powerful.
Yes,
and it's sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. So watch this. See, there's no way that you can separate the soul and the spirit. See, the doctor can't go in and find your soul and divide it from your spirit. The only thing that can divide the soul and the spirit is the word. Are you with me? So then, the word of quick, chopping into a sword, piercing even to the dividing of sunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Hallelujah. This word. So I've got to have this word. If I'm going to operate supernaturally, I've got to have this word. I've got to keep this word going on and on in my soul. All right. Y'all still with me here? So now, rightly dividing the word of God is so important. And how many know you cannot rightfully divide the word of God until you rightfully divide, you let it rightfully divide you.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. And so, I mean, I really can't rightfully divide The word really can't be rightfully divided without the Holy Spirit. So I got to have the Holy Spirit. Y'all with me here? All right. All right. Okay. See, saints of God, it don't do no good for you to sit out in the audience and you hear the word of God, but the word of God is not working on the inside of you. Soon as something come up, can I help y'all with something? God is always preparing you for future events. I said God is always preparing you for future events. That's why the Bible said, don't forsake yourself with the assembly of the saints according to Hebrews 10 and 25. It said, don't forsake the assembly of yourself with the saints. Are y'all still with me? It's a reason why he say that. Because there's always a word that's going to be able to address a future event that you're going to experience. Hallelujah. For all the people who don't mind missing church. There's something that's going to be said. Right. See, God is building a fortified fence around your situation. Y'all better hear me in here. Watch this. See, just because something happens in your life doesn't, all that is a life situation. It is not your life. So just because you're going through something, the first thing folk think about is dying. It's just a life situation. And so I can change a life situation with the word of God. Hallelujah. All right. Go to 2 Corinthians 4 and 18. I can change it. Hallelujah. While we look not at the things that are seen. I mean, just ignoring what's there.
Yes, sir.
You know what the doctor said? You know, you got it on X-ray. It said, why we look not at the things we're just seeing. Because, see, this is the spirit realm that he's talking about here. This is not the natural. So you're not going to be able to understand this with a natural understanding. You got to have the Holy Ghost to help you to rightfully divide this word. Are y'all with me here? So while we look not at the things that are seen, I mean, he gave me eyes to see. Why in the world I don't look at them? Amen. But when it comes to my life, I can't look at what I see. Because, amen, come on, because there's something on the inside of me that God has placed on the inside of me that's creative. And I have the ability to turn things around. Come on, talk to me here, y'all. I have the ability to turn things around. How many of you know, but you're going to have to keep on walking it out.
Right.
Walking by faith. Glory to God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
All right.
So it says. It says, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen, he's saying they're temporal or temporary. In other words, the things that are seen are subject to change. Look, it says, but the things which are not seen are eternal. They set.
Yes.
I wish I had a church here.
Yes,
hallelujah. So I can take what's eternal,
uh-huh,
that's set, and change that which is temporary. Y'all better. Oh my God. You are a speaking spirit. You're supposed to, I mean, when everything else falling around, you're supposed to look like an oddball, because when people ask you how everything's going, you say, it's well. And I'm not saying it to try to look spiritual. I'm saying it because, amen, I'm living from another realm. I'm living from the inside, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, ooh, Jesus. So if you don't permit the Holy Spirit to show you how to rightly divide the word, then the word will not be able to rightly divide you. Let's look at Psalms 37 and 4. Because it lays out the format for the supernatural. So we're going to look at three things that's going to help you live the supernatural life that God has ordained for you. So it says, delight thyself also in the Lord. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he will give thee the desires of your heart. Let me tell you something. I didn't have a desire to do what I'm doing. I was busy delighting myself in the Lord, and all of a sudden he put this desire in me. See, you got to have the you're not going to really do nothing that you don't desire. I wish I had a church here. So this is how bad. Now, I won't say it like this. I won't say that's how bad God is, because God is good, all right? But this is how awesome God is. God puts a desire in your heart, and then he fulfills the desire. Boy, listen, what? He put the desire there so that he can fulfill the desire. Hallelujah. I'm going to help y'all. See, living in a bigger house, you think that came from you. Driving that new car, you think that was you. But there's something that happened as you delight yourself. I told yesterday in prayer, glory to God. We're gonna build a people that really love God. And it's gonna be known throughout the city that this is a people, because watch this. A lot of times people gonna see your manifestations. You understand what I'm saying? But your love for God gonna overshadow the manifestation. Because your testimony is gonna be, amen, I was in love with God and this showed up. Y'all better bag up off it right here. Glory to God. Because I delight myself in God, because God knew that I loved him with all of my heart. God knew that he could trust me with more. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When you start living from the inside. So he could desire their heart. All right. So let me give you three things here. Number one, earnest desire. It's to function in the supernatural. You must have an earnest desire, and the desire must be from within. Hallelujah. So that's number one. Let's go, because I want to give you the second one is a confident expectation. Go to Psalms 62 and 5. Psalm 62 and 5. It say, my soul, wait only upon God. You got to train it to do this. You know, that's times, you know, when in the Bible says, it say, my soul does magnify the Lord. See, you got to train your soul to magnify the Lord. See, because you could be in here, it could be people here praising God, and you don't feel like it. Your soul tell you, praise God. Amen. I'm tired. I didn't get in till late last night. You screamed and hollered all day at the game. And then come in here and your soul tell you, you tired. The God that kept you. When you would ride down the highway, the one, amen, who had his angels watching over you. And you mean to tell me you can give more praise to a ball that's flying through the air than you can to God who created everything. See, you got to be careful. You got to train your soul. You got to train your soul. You got to train to line up yourself with the word of God. I may not feel like it, glory to God, but I'm going to give God the praise. God, you've been too good to me, glory to God. Hallelujah. I command my soul to bless the Lord. I command my soul. Hallelujah. Y'all sit down. My soul, wait thou only upon God. for my expectation is from him. I just been telling you now, he put the desire on the inside of you. Then he'll give you expectation. God, dog, man, you can't lose, man. The expectation got to come. My expectation comes from him. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, say, wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, say, wait on him. Wait on him. Some of y'all think waiting on him is this here. No, waiting on him is this here. Lord, what you need? What can I do for you? What can I? Glory to God. What can I do to bring glory to your name? Hallelujah. And while you're waiting on God, guess what? Something shows up. Glory to God. Hey, I wish I had a church up in here. Glory to God. No, you got the wrong weight.
Come on, that's right.
This thing been going on for the last 6 months. You're doing the wrong weight. You need to find yourself waiting on him. Asking him, what is it, God, that you want me to do? Y'all with me here? Hallelujah. You know, you get in a situation and you don't understand what's going on, but you ask God, Lord, what can I do in this situation? What can I do to be a blessing to somebody else? Y'all better bag up here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because God never really blesses us just for us. God blesses so we can be a blessing to other folk. Hallelujah. But you're not going to find out, amen, what to do unless you begin to start waiting on it. God dog it, God dog it, God dog it. How many times we say to God, what is this, sir, that I can do for you today? How many of you ever wake up and say, God, amen, who do you want me to witness to today? Who do you want me to share the glorious gospel to this day? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Then God say that supervisor that you've been calling the devil. This is the reason I got you there. So that you can testify about my goodness. And all you do is complain about the person instead of waiting on God. All right, y'all sit down, y'all sit down, y'all sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down. Sit down. Hallelujah. Glory to God. First John 5:14. Got to have confident expectation. Confident. I'm confidently expecting. For this is the confidence that we have in him. That if we ask anything, according to, listen, I'm going to tell you something. Thanks to God. I'm going to help y'all with something here. A lot of times, we have more confidence in our own abilities. What we can make happen for ourselves. I'm going to tell you something. You're limiting yourself. There's so much more that God want to do for you, will do for you. And it's about to happen to you, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got to be confident about this. Tatum said, you got to be confident. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that we ask anything according to his will. I know he hears us. And watch this. And if we know he hears us, we know that we have a petition that we desire of him. Glory to God. That next scripture, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right. All right, then look at John 15:7. Hallelujah. John 15:7. Y'all still with me?
Yes,
all right. Woo! Glory to God. Man, listen to me, listen to me, listen to me, listen to me. Amen. Oh, God, help me up in here. Do you think? Do you think
yes,
For 1 minute, God had no idea what he was doing when he changed the name of this church to World Shaker. Y'all better bag up over here. Because that was going to be a people that was going to be carrying something on the inside of them. That was going to shake things up everywhere they go. Glory to God. People be wondering, hey, hold on. Wait a minute. What just happened? What's your testimony? What did God just do for you? Religious folk, you understand what I'm saying? Everywhere we go, glory to God, people want to know. Who are we? Who are we? So we tell them, we are World Shakers. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because we operating from another perspective. We operate from the inside, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. When we speak, things change. When we speak, situations turn around. When we go places, amen, glory to God. We fill the room, glory to God, with supernatural expectations. Hallelujah. If you abide in me, my words abide in you. You shall ask what you will, and it shall be done. Ask what you will. See, but something got to be abiding in you. That word got to be abiding in you. You understand what I'm saying? That word abiding me to the point to where, can I help y'all here? Hallelujah. Y'all sit down for a minute. Sit down for a minute. Y'all still here? The church. I'm talking about the church in general. The church world. The church world worry more about, watch this, y'all, position than position. See, We were more about God putting us in a position when God is trying to position us. See, our position got to be that, amen, I'm drawing closer to God. The Bible says if I draw nigh to God, God's going to draw nigh. Hallelujah. I'm finna tell y'all something right here. And all of y'all, if y'all really walk in this, a lot of these people y'all been holding, y'all gonna have to let them go. A lot of folk that did you wrong. Yep. Let's get over it. It's been done now. You can't do nothing to undo it. But you got to, amen. You got to make sure that, amen, it doesn't stop you from going where God's trying to take you to. And stop lying to yourself, talking about it and let it go. That's right. Hallelujah. Y'all got real quiet right there. Because a lot of times you lie to yourself. I don't have nothing against them. But I just ain't going around them. What? That butt, your butt always getting in your way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Okay, 11 minutes. 11 minutes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Y'all still with me here? All right. So, confident expectation. No matter what it looks like, you got to have confidence. And you got to have expectation that nothing is too hard for God. Nothing. Somebody say nothing. Nothing can stop God. And guess what? God is always with you. And guess what? You can't fail because God is in you. Tell your neighbors I can't fail. I dare you. I double dog dare you to tell somebody with some faith. Say it with some faith, glory to God. All right. Watch this, y'all. A lot of times, you know, God began to start supernaturally doing things in your life. Y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
And man, you have, you know, you got it. You have an earnest desire. You have a confident expectation. And hallelujah. Then they got some little things that's happening here, little things that's happening there, some things that's happening over here. And what enemy trying to do is he trying to get a whole lot of little things so that it can distract you from giving God the glory for what he's really about to do. Why, you know, the Bible say it's the little foxes. That's for all the vines, the little foxes. So Satan got a lot of little foxes that he's trying to brew up around you. But guess what? You give, can I help y'all? See, Lord, help me to say this the right way. Hallelujah. I'm not talking about no kind of arrogance. I'm not talking about being, conceited and prideful and that kind of thing and stuff. But you have to have, there's got to be a confidence that you have. I'm talking about a confidence that when people come around you, they know that that's something unusual about you because you have this confidence. Oh, yeah, God got this. And then got little things breaking out around you. People saying, I wonder what they're saying now. I'm saying the same thing I was saying. God got this. Hallelujah. While we look not at the things which are seen. Not guaranteed right now. I could get somebody in here and somebody could say something and you know how to ignore something when you don't want to hear it. Talk to the hand. You know how to do that. But why when all these circumstances start popping up, you give them so much attention? That's opposing the will of God for your life. Amen. Why in the world are you paying so much attention to him? All right. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right. So the third thing is, knowing how to make a firm demand. Go to Job 22. 28. Firm demand. Hallelujah. See when you trust in God in the supernatural and things happening on the outside, you just keep on trusting. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Look. I don't know about y'all, but I've had situations in my life that I've gone through. And so I had certain pains and stuff in my body. And before I even went, got checked out, I had already diagnosed myself. Come on, can I help y'all with this? And the thing about it is, I was saying what it was. In other words, I'm calling stuff in my body. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know why? Because Satan's going to say, you know what that is. You know what that pain is representing. You know what that pain is. Hallelujah. So, man, I'll never forget. I mean, Satan would torment my mind, man. I say, what? I said, Lord, have mercy, man. You know, pain. Every time that pain come, man, he remind me, you don't have much time left. Just torment. Watch this, y'all. Just torment the hell out of me. Just torment. And the Holy Ghost says to me, said, okay, what you going to do? You going to believe him? Are you going to believe me?
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. I said, Lord, you know I'm going to believe you. He said, okay, but start acting like you believe me. Hallelujah. He said, start acting like you believe me. Talk like you believe me. Glory to God. Amen. And when you feel that, talk to it. God, dog it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Guess what? Let me tell y'all what happened. You know, I just went to the doctor and stuff, got an examination, everything. I said, everything looks fine. Everything. I said, well, what? Guess what? I came from the doctor, and this been some years ago. This ain't something that just happened. So I came from the doctor, and it hurt a little bit. And then around the afternoon hours, I had not felt that pain again. Where did it come from? I said, where did it come from? Satan was trying to get me to claim something that. All right. Look how powerful you are. Thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. That light. So you can decree. As a child of God, you can begin to start decreeing things. Decree, but you got to decree what God said. Tell your next, you got to decree what God said. I got three minutes. You got to decree what God says. Right? Romans 4, 17 right quick. Romans 4, 17. If something hurt you, stop being scared to go to the doctor and find out what it is. Because Satan's going to torment you if you don't. Hallelujah. Well, I don't know. It may be something I don't want to hear. You're going to want to be saying what it is. And then you're going to say it long enough. And then when you go, then you're going to find out that's what it is. You are not a CAT scan. Nor MRI. So how in the world are you determining what you have? Based on what you feel. Y'all better bag up here. Even when they see it on the CAT scan and on the MRI, you still got the ability on the inside to change it. I wish I had a church up in here. I wish I had a church that was ready to turn Baton Rouge upside down. I wish I had a people, glory to God, amen, that'll stand on God's word, amen, no matter what it looked like. And everybody got to notice that these are people that know God. Hallelujah. But it's not going to happen, saints of God, unless we get our soul aligned with our spirit. All right. I got a minute and 48 seconds. Sit down. So we have a divine right to make a demand on the abilities of and the power of God, which have no measure. So in the supernatural, your life should be without measure. Are y'all still with me? So when you decree, you have to decree enough knowledge to be in agreement. See, okay, all right. See, I can't decree with what I'm decreeing. I don't agree. I have to be in agreement with what I'm decreeing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I say glory to God. So, I agree with God. And guess what? God agrees with me. Tell your neighbors, I agree with God and God agrees with me. Lord, help me to say it, Lord. Help me say it the right way. I hear the Holy Ghost saying this right now. Hear him saying this here right now. Most folk believe God based on their performance.
Oh, my God. Come on. Say it again.
So when you don't feel like you've come up to par, you feel like you can't believe God because God's not going to do it because you haven't done all that you should do. See, you count out God's power now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
See, can I help y'all right here?
Yeah.
You have to know that God is God. And God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you could ask or think.
Yes, sir.
And this really don't have nothing to do with your performance.
Yes, sir.
It has to do with who he is.
Yes, sir.
All he wants you to do is position yourself.
Yes,
amen. Begin to get that word of God going through you. So can I help y'all in here?
Help.
Most times, watch this, y'all. Watch this. It's easy. It's simple. Most times, the reason why people continue to walk in sin is because they got a soul problem. I'm telling you what, you understand what I'm saying? And so Satan will use that, and then he'll keep on throwing it in your face.
Yes, sir.
Just look at you. Praise God. But if you ever start lining your soul up with your spirit, you'll begin to start walking, glory to God, and you'll walk right out of that sinful position. And you understand what I'm saying? I'm talking about with ease. Your soul. It's your soul, baby. It's your soul. It's some emotions. It's your will. It's your imagination. Come on, talk to me. It's your soul that's been keeping you, locking you hostage. There's no way that I should be in the same condition today that I was in yesterday.
Come on now. Hallelujah.
Come on, that's good.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. There's no way I should be in the same condition. You know why? Because I got the greater one living on the inside of me. Because he's on the inside of me, guess what? I have challenges, but I always got victory. See, because I don't base my victories off me being a good person. But I base it on me serving a good God that's able to change any situation, because guess what? He lives on the inside of me. Greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. See, watch this. You know all these scriptures and stuff I'm quoting. But if you don't understand that your life got to be lived from the inside, it's not going to do you no good. I said, it's not going to do you a bit of good. Hallelujah. Look, I'm watching Jerome here. That boy on the edge of his seat. That boy, see. Glory to God. What you say? That boy looking at me like, what did you just say? Like he said, I dare you to say that again. I'm going to get it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. God, you spit it out, I'm going to get it. See, that's, you got to have a confident expectation.
Yes, yes.
I can do this word.
Yes,
I can walk in this.
Hallelujah.
I can be victorious in every situation. Yes. I'm a winner. God dog it.
Yes.
Look at your winner. Look at your neighbor. Look at your winner. Your neighbor is a winner. Your neighbor is a winner. Look at your neighbor and say, you're a winner. You're a winner. You're a winner. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
You're a winner.
Hallelujah.
You know, the other Sunday, man, I don't know. I was saying this, some people, some visitors, I just asked them, I said, you know, I was talking about, I made a statement that God wants us rich. And so I said, you ever heard anybody say this? No, we never heard that before. We never. And so folk come in here and they think that's heresy. They think that's error. When the scripture said, the Bible said, he became poor that we might become rich. That's what the scripture said.
That's right.
And we don't experience it because guess what? We don't believe it. My soul and my spirit not lined up. So my soul say, oh no. My soul say, no, you don't know what family, you don't know what family you came from. Everybody was broke. Yeah, but everybody. But the thing about it is, you got to remind your soul that I'm in another family now.
Hallelujah. Amen.
I'm in another family.
Amen.
And he became poor so that I could become rich.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Say, wait a minute. I know you don't want my father's resume. I know you don't. Because, amen, the Bible says In my Father's house, there's many mansions. Hallelujah. So if the Father, watch this, y'all. Watch this. Some of y'all can't get a revelation because y'all waiting in heaven to get in a mansion. You won't even believe God for one right here. Tell my Lord, just give me an extra bedroom. No. I'm believing for a mansion. Look at how y'all looking. Woo! Hallelujah. Somebody say, well, I don't even know what a mansion looks like. Get you a magazine.
Thank
you. Yeah, Google it. Do something. But you need to. Command your soul. Hallelujah. I'm going to stop. Hallelujah. Just like the Bible says, you're more than conquerors, that's because you are.
Teach it.
You're more than a conqueror.
Hallelujah.
You're more than a conqueror.
Yes.
You're more than a conqueror. You hear what I say, McClan? You're more than a conqueror.
Yes,
see, a conqueror, you know, is like, you know, you can go out there and, you know, you can go do a job and stuff. You understand what I'm saying? And go out there, you've been sweating, you've been working hard and that kind of thing and stuff. And Miss Ida, she at the house in the air.
Yep.
And you go give her the check.
Mm. Yes, sir.
She's more than a conqueror.
Yeah.
She's more than a conqueror. You understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So when you know, Elder, you've been off work a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Elder out there getting it.
That's right.
Conquering.
That's right.
Bring you that check.
That's right.
You more than a conqueror, God. You more than a conqueror. You more. Praise the Lord. You more than a conqueror. Glory to God. Set that, amen. Just let you know, let the air blowing on you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Look on the phone, look at your account. It just hit. All right. Okay, you can understand that, can't you? All right. Well, see if you understand this. Jesus already fought all the battles that you're gonna ever face. And he's already won them. And he's given you the victory. That's what makes you more than a conqueror. Y'all get a lot of hand of praise here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So stop trying to work for it. It's already been worked for. The Bible says he went to hell. He took the keys from death and the grave. Hallelujah. In other words, amen, when Jesus went down in the lower part of the earth, amen, he went down there, glory to God, and told Satan, give me them keys. And then the Bible says he rose, and then he gave the keys to the church. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. I got keys. And whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Glory to God. Whatever is unlawful in heaven is unlawful in the earth. Glory to God. Sickness and disease is unlawful in heaven. Are y'all with me here? So because it's unlawful in heaven, amen, I call sickness and disease, I call you healed, glory to God. By the blood of Christ, I call you healed. Glory to God, y'all still? All right, y'all better stop. I better stop. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Listen to me, saints of God.
Yes,
I don't know why I have the inspiration to do this every week like this. But something big about to happen this week for you. Ooh, Jesus. Have mercy. Glory to God. I say glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And guess what? See, the Bible says, he watches over his word to perform.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm not saying something just to say it. Right. Amen. I'm getting inspiration from the Holy Ghost to say it. Hallelujah. Yes, and every week something happening. Yes. I say every week something happening. Somebody said, well, it's just a coincidence. No, sometimes, how many of you know, amen, we done gone months with nothing happening. Let alone weeks, glory to God. Hallelujah. But God is aiming to show himself strong to the people of God. Go show you, amen. Can I help y'all here? Watch this. Lord, help me, Lord. I'm trying to stop because my time gone. Look, see, your mind can only register what you have been seeing in your checkbook for the last 10 years. It can only register there. But God want to do something supernatural outside your job. Why y'all think we make budgets? We make budgets because we got to stay within the parameter of, you know, the money that we making so that we won't have a life, you know, where we can't pay our bills and stuff. Y'all with me here? But guess what? God wants us to live in a way where we got expectation. I ain't talking about living like a fool. I ain't talking about living foolishly. But I'm talking about having an expectation where God going to do something outside of the job. Watch this. God is the source, the only source. But there's many channels. God is the source. There's many channels. God is the source. But there's many channels. Don't get the source and the channels mixed up. Your job is only a channel. God is the source. Hallelujah. But God got some other channels he's going to use. God got some people that's going to use their power, their authority, and their wealth to bless you in one way or another. Somebody looking to bless you. You just ain't been in the right place for him to see you yet. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord. What? Oh, Lord Jesus. Some of y'all single ladies, it's got some men that's been looking. But you, can I help y'all up in here? Y'all might have to go more places than the church. You don't go nowhere but the church and the work. Why don't you go to the movie sometime? Why don't you go to the restaurant sometime and sit down? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Church and work. You see the same people on the way from church to work. You've been seeing the same people. Ain't nobody said nothing to you yet. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And look. Sometimes, the men is the one that's doing the looking. The ladies really ain't supposed to be looking. They just supposed to be. But they got to get themselves in the right places. Just like you need a cover for that light, that's the only thing. Go to Home Depot. It got a whole lot of men be out there at Home Depot. Sing them. Working men. Hallelujah. Go get you a part-time job at home at Lowe's somewhere. Glory to God. I don't know why. Hallelujah. And then some of these single men need to open their eyes. They got the right person right up under them. And they don't even see them. Open your eyes. Hallelujah. Open your cotton picking eyes. All right, y'all. Let's go. I got it. Anybody here not saved, y'all? Everybody standing. Anybody here not saved?